God's doing something for us today to set that victory into our lives and enable us to do, as we've been hearing, to praise Him, to overcome that self-consciousness, to praise Him with a loud voice, to clap our hands, to yield our bodies to Him. Praise God. And as we heard in these days, that as we get hold of that, and as God gets hold of us, and praise becomes a part of our everyday life, our whole life is going to change, and God's working in our life is going to increase. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's ask God to help us to keep this up. I don't mean just in meeting, but in between meeting. That's when we need to praise Him, especially when you're washing the pots and the dishes and cleaning the rooms and it's hot and you're tired, whatever it may be. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Teach me. If Paul and Silas could praise God in the dungeon with backs bloody, can't you praise God where you are, what you're doing? Hallelujah. Brother Dale said that they had to point at him and say, "You praise the Lord. Why aren't you praising the Lord?" Let's all point at someone right now. Hey, you, everyone. All right. Now, look at your hand. How many fingers are pointing back at you? Right? Three? Okay. So you praise three times as much as the person you've been admonishing. You know, there's really something to this. I spoke to a person that had contact with the Ridgewood Church many, many years ago. She found out I was from the Ridgewood Fellowship. It was another church that we were speaking in. And the first thing she and her husband said, "Oh, yeah, I remember the Ridgewood Church from years ago. Oh, the praises." She remembered the praises. That there were no praises like the praises there in that Ridgewood Church. I'm not saying that there aren't praises like that other places, of course. But praise was such a part of their worship. I trust it still is. And they saw the value in taking time to praise God. Yes, the preaching is important. Yes, singing and the testimonies are important. But equally important is opening your soul to God and giving Him the glory that He deserves. Praise God. And there are people that get hold of that, and it affects the whole meeting. And it brings God into the meeting. It prepares hearts to hear the things that God wants to say and to receive the help that God wants to give. Praise God. And so everyone in these type of meetings, these Pentecostal Spirit-led meetings, whatever you want to call them, but everyone has a vital role. And you can contribute to the blessing. You can contribute to an atmosphere where God can move more freely and work as we praise Him. I just wanted to say something about momentum. Momentum. I thought of that the other day. You know, usually in my church, I once in a while will tell the people, you know, okay, we got to get out to church every Sunday. You know, there are some people that come one Sunday and then they don't come back for two Sundays. And then, so I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say that, right? Because I'm talking to the people that are there. But I say, you know, it's so important, you know. We have this one meeting a week where we gather together in person on Sunday mornings. And we should be there, you know, rearrange our schedule around that. And I know that guaranteed the next Sunday there will be less people in the meeting than there was when I was telling them that. It's almost uncanny. Is that a word? And I always talk to Les, like, "Little." And so I'm going to take a chance. Yesterday in our prayer meeting, I was telling the young people, "Please pray. Oh, it's so important. We're here this afternoon to pray, to pray, to pray." And I think one or two young people prayed. And I thought, I was a little disappointed. And I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. But God is building on something each day. And we need to realize that. You know, He's building. And we have to put into practice what we heard today, and we have to do it tomorrow and the next day. And God will continue to build and break through in the things that he wants to do in our life. And if we let the ball drop, it's sort of like a setback a little bit. And I don't usually think of that, but and not that anybody did anything terrible. I've been in plenty of prayer meetings where I can't get anybody to pray. And people prayed yesterday, and it was a blessed time. And I was also questioning, you know, maybe I'm telling them to pray and God wants them to be quiet. So maybe that's what was happening. Okay. But I at least want to use it as an opportunity to talk about, you know, this momentum. Let's not let the ball drop, you know. What has God done for us this morning? Is that going to affect the meeting tonight? Or are we going to sit quiet tonight and wait for Brother Kenny to do something or somebody to tap dance or something? let's put into practice what God's been doing and teaching us, and about seeking him, about praying out, about letting God use us.
Yes.
What a blessing in these meetings when you just, it's not just the preacher, but it's everyone can be used of God, you know. And as has been expressed more than once, it wasn't the preaching necessarily that spoke to me that morning, but it was that testimony. It was that song that person sung, or that prayer that they prayed, or the fact that they put their arm around me and prayed with me at the altar. So we don't know what people need, but God knows what they need. And if we would follow the suggestions of the Holy Spirit, every need would be taken care of.
Yes.
And so let's continue that. You may go back home to a church where they don't praise God like that. Okay, well, I don't suggest that you just start doing it and everyone think you're crazy, you know. I've told the story before, of course, but there was a man that went away on vacation, and he went to a church very different than his own. People were praising the Lord there, and they preached salvation. And he got wonderfully saved, and he was so filled with zeal and so excited about Jesus. He went back to his church, and when the preacher started preaching, he said, "Amen!" And people looked at him, and then, "Hallelujah!" And the usher went, "Shh, shh, quiet." And he said, "You don't understand, brother, I found the Lord." He said, "Well, you didn't find him here, now be quiet." And that was very true, sadly true. He didn't find him there. So go to a church where you find the Lord. That's important. Okay. And then when you find him, love him with all your heart and praise him with all that is within you. Okay, we're gonna see, I told you I was gonna end like, you know, good times so you have some free time, so we're gonna do that. But we're gonna read Psalm 149 and 150, okay? Just read that. Do you know where the book of Psalms are? Right in the middle of your Bible, depending on how large of a concordance you have. 150 Psalms. Now the problem, you know, back in the day, I don't know what day that was, but it was the day. Mm-hmm. And we all had the same translation. It was so easy to read together in unison. Now we have all different translations, and thank God, if they're a help to us and help us to understand God's word better. But how can we do this? Let's see. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to read in unison anyway. And we'll see which words match up, okay? Psalm 149, all together. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Hold it. Okay, we're going to pause so everyone can catch up before we go to the next verse, okay? All right, here we go. Verse 3. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Okay, wait for the echo. Okay, now, six more verses. Ready? Pause in between. Follow me. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs and the guitar. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. That worked. Okay. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to you for this day. Thank you for meeting us so wonderfully in these days, and we were not disappointed this morning. And Lord, we know you're going to be with us all day long. Let the glory increase as we work, as we fellowship, as we go through this day. Lord, we want your glory in between meetings as well as in the meeting. And help us, Lord, help us to just keep in step with the Spirit and keep the flow of the Spirit in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I was like, wait a second, I'm like singing and I'm like, oh my God.